on Bible Fellowship Church. Let's Talk Ministry. Thank you for your time. Also, just want to remind people that Abide 21 is just around the corner. It's going to start on March the 11th, so it'll be 21 days of prayer and fasting leading up to Easter weekend, which we are excited about. We thank the Lord for the opportunity to be part of that, and so we should have our devotional books here soon, and we'll be able to get those out to you, and hoping that you'll join in with us as we pray and fast together in our community, thanking the Lord for the resurrection, but also the opportunities for us to serve in our community. Let's look at Psalm 118, and Psalm 118, first verse: it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. I'm not sure what your day looks like, but there's lots of opportunities to find refuge and a lot of man-made things. And so you have a choice today, as you serve, as you live, to remind yourself who is big enough. Where are you going to go for your help, for your strength, for your comfort, for your protection? Who will be your refuge? And that's an opportunity that all of us are going to make a decision on. Here's something that's interesting in verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. I was just thinking about what it must have been like for Jesus, the creator of heaven and earth, to be rejected. For that group of people on that day to say, no, we really don't want this guy. He's not the Messiah that we were looking for. And so even though the world rejected him, his father made him the cornerstone, made him the anchor to everything that was going to go forward around the gospel, all around the world. And that will be found in the name of Jesus. The last verse that I was looking at is, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I was looking at that word rejoice, and in context, the author is saying, hey, by the way, there's a new king. And you and I have not been part of one king coming in and conquering our area, and then a new king has been established. But the psalmist, as they write, they're aware of one king to new, another king. And so he's reminding the individuals to rejoice. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made. And so today, as you go forward, what does it look like for you to rejoice? And I don't necessarily think that means, wow, I'm happy today. Everything is great and fabulous and fantastic. And I'm not saying we need to fake it, but I think we need to process well. Because if we know who our King is, there is a lot of opportunities for us to rejoice. There's a lot of opportunities for us to pause and say, okay, it's going to be okay because I know who the King is. And so on this Friday, three R's, I didn't plan it that way, refuge, rejected, rejoice. And one other thing about this rejected, all of us are going to be rejected. Don't take it to heart. Don't allow that to affect you. Know that your Savior was rejected. And so we have an opportunity to walk today in a refuge that is like none other. Around someone who's rejected to build something for us, to be the cornerstone of our lives, which leads us an opportunity to have an internal joy about whatever's going to go on in front of us today, because we know who our King is. Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to just process through your word today. Thank you for what you've left for us. And so, Father, we have a lot of opportunities to find refuge. I pray that you would help us to choose Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being willing to be rejected, to be the cornerstone, so that we as individuals could have something to stand on. And what's really neat is today is we can have joy because we know who the King is. So help us to do those three things well. For your glory, Jesus. In your name I pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you again for joining us for Let's Talk.